Welcome to Chess Times, a Chess Gaja podcast. Your quick 10-minute dose of chess news, tournament highlights, and stories from the chess world, brought to you by Chess Gaja Academy. Whether you're a pro or a beginner, let's make your next move your best move. Let's dive in. Today, we're talking about something that's not only a game, but a lifelong journey, chess. It's a timeless pursuit for anyone who's ready to conquer the game of life. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced player, the beauty of chess is that there's always room for improvement. No one ever truly masters it.
Absolutely. And the best part? Chess builds camaraderie and teamwork. I mean, many players have forged lasting friendships through this beautiful game. You could be sitting across from someone in a tournament and walk away not just with a new move in mind, but a new friend as well.
That's so true. But it's not just the social side of it. Chess demands perseverance and grit. It teaches you how to handle both success and failure. You may have to put in a lot of effort to improve, but trust me, chess will give back so much more in return.
Speaking of tournaments, let's dive into some exciting upcoming events, starting with one of my personal favorites, the Land of the Sky tournament, which is going down in Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah, this one's a great opportunity for both competitive and casual players alike. It's going to be held from January 31st to February 2nd.
And it's going to be a Swiss system, which means everyone will get a fair shot against each other. Plus, it's FIDE rated, which adds even more intensity to the competition. The top five players will be competing in the highest level section of the tournament.
Next up, we've got the Southwest Class in Irving, Texas. This tournament is running from February 13th through the 17th, and it's an enhanced U.S. Chess Grand Prix Blitz event.
What's interesting about this one is the enhanced Grand Prix points that came with the tournament. There are 200 enhanced Grand Prix points available in this event. It's a great event for anyone looking to boost their U.S. Chess Grand Prix standings.
And if you're near Virginia or looking for a big competition, check out the second annual President's Day Open, also from February 13th to the 17th. This is a Grand Prix competition, and it's going to be held at the Washington Dulles Airport Marriott.
Not only will you get a chance to play some intense games, but there's also a $10,500 prize pool up for grabs. The time control for the games? A whopping 90 minutes with a 30-second increment. That's going to be some serious chess.
Let's take a look at some of the top international events happening. First up, the Tata Steel Chess Tournament. This one's a classic, featuring some of the world's greatest players.
Right now, there's a heated battle for first place between Gukesh, Abdusattarov, and Pragnananda. As of January 29th, Gukesh is in the lead. But it's anyone's game as the tournament continues. It's one of those events you just have to keep an eye on.
Next, we've got the German Bundesliga, arguably one of the strongest chess leagues out there. It's an ongoing tournament, and it kicks off in the first week of February. This league attracts top-rated grandmasters from all over the world.
For sure. It's always thrilling to watch teams battle it out in the Bundesliga. It's not just about individual brilliance. It's about teamwork, strategy, and pure chess excellence.
And rounding out the international events, we've got the Prague Masters, which will also take place in the first week of February. It's one of the most significant tournaments in the chess world, bringing together many of the top-rated players for some high-level competition.
Absolutely. The Prague Masters is always a must-watch for any chess fan. The players in this event are at the very top of their game, and the level of play is just phenomenal.
There you have it. Some amazing tournaments coming up both in the U.S. and internationally. Whether you're a player or a spectator, there's plenty of action to look forward to.
That's right. And remember, no matter your level, the journey of chess is one of constant learning and improvement. We'll catch you next time with more updates and chess insights. Thanks for listening to Chess Times. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with fellow chess lovers. Until next time, keep playing and keep improving. See you soon.